Let's talk about the biosciences side. Educate me here.
So we have two products that we're targeting for the row crop market from a biological standpoint. One product is called Power Coat. It's a oil-based formulation that's meant to be on dry fertilizer. We have a second product called BioPath that is a water-based product that is made to be used with carriers such as liquid fertilizer, herbicides, fungicides, etc. They're a bacillus-based product, so fairly simple formulation with a targeted approach that helps complement our fertilizer portfolio that we have. The goal of those is to be a nutrient use efficiency product. So what they do is they help fertilizer from being tied up when you apply it, and they also go in there and help mine some of that fertilizer that might be tied up in the soil. So we're going in there, we're reacting with the plants and the root exudates, and we're making organic acids and enzymes, messes with that soil colloid, and frees up those nutrients, get them into the plant water profile, making a better bigger nutrient pool for that plant to start itself out on the right note and end up in a positive fashion.
So is this a new product or have you had it on the market?
We have had this particular product since about 2022 in this part of the world, in the Midwest. We have a portfolio of products meant for the spec ag market that's been around for years, right? It seems a lot of biological start out in that spec ag market. So we've brought these products basically in the last 2 years. We've had them out in potatoes and different products like that for several years, but focused in on corn, soybeans, wheat, in the typical Midwest crops for the last 2-3 years.
And what kind of results have we seen?
Overall, we've seen with a BioPath product, for example, we're about a 3.7 bushel advantage over for corn, and that's on about an 80% win rate. So that's a pretty high win rate when you're talking about any sort of performance product. The other thing that we've done is, from a nutrient standpoint, we talked about earlier, things getting tied up. One of the other things it does is free up those nutrients and get them into the plant. We did some whole plant studies on over 300 different type plants. We found there's about a 10-pound increase per plant of macronutrients and micronutrients. So you add all that up, it's about a $6 to $7 increase in your fertilizer investment before you even run the combine through the field. So that helps pay for the product, gives you a little insurance of what I'm applying on the ground is actually getting uptake into the plant.
Where can folks get more information, Chad?
We can go to cropnutrition.com. That's a historic Mosaic fertilizer location that we have built our portfolio for our products also on. So all of our sell sheets, our tech sheets, general biological information is on there. We've got some videos on there about biologics in general. And you can also get any sort of product information, yield information that you like.